我希望大家过去一个礼拜都好。
So I wish that everything go well with you in the past week.
我希望大家都平安。
So I wish that you have had peace from the Lord.
大家好吗？
Are you well?
好，我们今天来看的一个题目，就是从希伯来书第十一章第一节上面所说的题目。
So this afternoon we are going to ponder upon a very important theme, which is recorded in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We are going to focus on verse 1 to verse 3. First.
我们我就把这一节经节念给大家。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
The scripture says, Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see.
我想这节经文对大家应该都不陌生。
So I believe these two verses are very familiar with you.
但是说实在的，
But actually, it's very difficult.
这一节经文说信就是所望之事的实底，这句话实在说来是有点悬呢。
So this sounds to be a little bit mysterious when we read the first verse, saying that being sure what we hope for.
因为所望之事的实底不就是所望之事吗？
So what does it mean by what you hope for? And what you hope for is something that you really want to hope for.
举一个例子，比如说我想进 IBM 工作是我所盼望的。
So for example, I want to work for IBM and this is my hope.
那我进了 IBM 工作的本身不就是那个我所盼望的实底了吗？
So if I actually enter into the IBM and work there,And is it not a reality?
所以原文这个实底呢，实际上它带有实质或确信的意思。
So therefore, in the original manuscript, the reality carried the meaning of certainty.
那翻译的人把这个字原文的希腊文翻译成实底呢，实际上其中有它的道理的。
So when the Bible scholar translated intoA reality or certainty, and that there's a reason.
但是如果我们只想先初步的先了解这句话的意思的话，
so、
或者把它翻白一点的话，
so if you just take a cursory look from the text and then translate it into an ordinary language,
就也可以这么说，信心是你盼望的把握和你想要得到却还没有见到的一个保证。
So we can say in this way, on one hand, you have what you are hoping for, and on the other hand, you have a certainty of getting it. So faith is really a bridge, between these two things.
好，我再说一次信心就是你想要得到却还没有见到的一个保证。
So we can phrase another way. On one hand, you have something that you have not seen, but on the other hand, you have the guarantee of getting it,Then the faith is really an agency to actualize this certainty.
大家知道这个字是保证了，这是一个很不了得的一个字。
The word certainty or the word guarantee is an emphatic word.
也就是说，比如说你今天去车行买车，你要买那个车，你还没看到你的车子来，但是你签了你的 credit card， 写了那张单子，这个就是保证，你那个车子一定到。
So for instance, if you want to buy a car,And then you went to the dealer, and you have not seen the car yet, but you signed the paper, and then you have certainty that the car eventually arrive at your possession.
或者说你从网上你订购一个东西，你把 credit card 送进去，他送给你一个 email 回来说你已经有这件东西了，实际上你已经有个保证，你一定拿得到这个东西，这是那个公司对你的保证。
Or maybe you purchase something from the internet. From the internet, you justsign your name, push the button, accept it, then you will have some warranty that you will eventually receive this article.
这句话是说，因着你的信心，你就能拥有或得到你所盼望的。
So what we really say is, based on your faith, you will eventually get what you want.
等一等啊，这是多大的宣告！
But wait a minute, this is really a mouthful of a proclamation.
真的是这样子吗？
Is it really true?
你想得第一名，我也想得第一名。
If you want to be in the first place, and I want to be in the first place,
你想娶某一个女的，我也想同样娶同样一个女的。
And if you're single and want to marry a certain lady, and the other guy also want to marry a certain lady,
那谁能得到，就是比谁的信心大就可以得到了。
Who is going to get it? Does it a contest of the size of your faith?
开玩笑，当然不是这样子咯。
So is it really a joke?And of course, we know the text doesn't mean that way.
那当然，这句话到底在说什么呢？
Now, what does these two verses really mean?
所望之事和未见之事又是指什么样的东西呢？
So what you hope for and those things unseen are referring to what kind of things?
那么大的一个宣告到底是对谁讲？
So such a big proclamation, and really, who is the target for this proclamation?
这个信心也不是对那些想中六合彩的人说的。
So of course, this faith is not referred to those who are willing to win a lotto.
也不是对那些想升官发财的人说的。
And not to those who want to get rich.
不是想那些想梦想成真、想心想事成的人所说的。
And not to those who want to promote your higher places and having every dream come true.
信心更不是信则有、不信则无的。
Now, faith is not that if you believe, you will have it, and if you don't believe it, then you don't have it.
很多人认为你信什么就是什么咯。
And many people have a wishful thinking, saying that whatever you want to believe, and whatever you want to be, it will be.
在公元2000年10月31号的时候，
In the year of 2000, October the 30th,
新加坡航空公司班机006班机，
And there's something happened. That is a Singapore Airlines flight 006.
原定晚上11点从台湾桃园机场起飞到美国洛杉矶。
So it was coming from Singapore and stopped over at the Taiwan Chiang Kai-shek Airport, and it planned to fly to Los Angeles.
当晚磅礴大雨，控制塔台指示机长把飞机转进 05L 跑道。
And then, because of the heavy rain and some other situation, the controller directed the flight to runway 05L.
因为通常他们所用的 05R 跑道正在修复当中。
Usually, this flight used the runway 05R to taxi during takeoff.
而那个跑道还有现在还有正在施工当中的重型工程车。
But on that period of time, that particular runway was under construction, and there's a heavy equipment sitting at the end of it.
但是机长仍然转进 05R 跑道。
But because of his habit, the pilot still take the usual way, 05R.
那机长他本身是有经验的机长。
Actually, this pilot is very an experienced pilot.
他也确信他走在一个正确的道路上。
And he truly and sincerely believed that he was taxiing on the right runway.
而机场的本身因为没有安装先进的地上雷达侦测系统。
But even though he was sitting on the wrong runway, but because there's no...radar equipment for the controller to detect the airplane is sitting in the right wrong position.
所以无法确定飞机真正的位置，所以塔台也不知道这个飞机已经跑到错误的道路上。
So the controller have no idea whether the aircraft have been sitting and on the wrong runway.
所以塔台本身也非常确信这个飞机正在走在正确的道路上。
And the controller truly believe in their heart that this airplane is on the right position.
所以他们进入跑道之后41秒钟之后
after the airplane taxiing on the runway just for 42 seconds,
惨剧发生了，飞机撞上跑道上的工程车。
Then tragedy happened. The aircraft hit the heavy equipment which is sitting on the runway.
飞机上79名乘客当场死亡。
And 79 passengers out of 100 something died instantly.
他们有信心吗？他们有信心。
Do they have faith? They
他们全心全意地相信一件事。
They truly believe they are right.
但是不代表因为你相信这件事情就能如你所愿而成就。
But sincerity does not guarantee that your faith is right.
这个机长非常有信心认为他走在正确跑道上，塔台也有信心认为飞机的路线是非常正确。
The pilot really believed he was taxiing on the right runway, and he was really believing that he was doing everything right.
但是因着他们的信心，却导致许多人死亡。
But do you see that because of their faith, causing many people lost their lives?
今天很多人只相信自己，靠良心过日子就好了。
Many people rely on themselves alone.
有些人相信轮回。
And some people believe in rebirth or reincarnation.
有些人相信人死就是如灯灭。
And some people believe that when people die, they enter into nothingness.
但是我相信在座我们许多人相信死后有审判。
But we, most of us, believe that there's a life after death.
我也真相信，真是希望人各有志。个人信什么，到时候就因着个人所信的而实现就好了。
And I believe, I really want this to be true, that everybody, whatever they believe, it will come true.
这样我们也不用厚脸皮跟人家去传福音啊。
Then we don't have to be so brazen to tell people about Jesus.
还得罪许多亲朋好友。
So, because we spread the gospel, sometimes it offend them.
但是很可惜真理只有一个。
Truth, there's only one absolute truth.
不是说人信什么，人生道路它的结果就是什么。
And it's not that whatever you believe, it will be true.
既然我们知道再大的信心不代表这个事情的结果就如我们所愿。
So the size of your faith does not guarantee the result.
那经文这里的信心，刚刚我们所提的这个信心到底代表什么意思，又是对谁讲的呢？
So moving from text to the context, then we ask the question, what is the faith that the Bible talk about in these two verses?
我们既然要了解这句话到底是在对谁讲，是什么意思，我们必须要看一看它前面一章它到底在说什么。
So in order to understand the true significance or meaning of these two verses, we must go back to the previous chapter.
我们读了前面，我们就知道为什么中间作者就出现这一句话。
So when we read some verses in chapter 10, then we come to realize why the author suddenly mentioned about faith.
好，第十章就是前面一章二十三节这么说，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
So let's look at chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
24节又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And verse 24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。
Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
所以在这边是指有一批有一批弟兄姊妹，作者说你要坚持啊，你要坚守啊，你不能停止啊，你不能停止爱心啊。
So these few verses suggest that there's a group of believers, and the writer of the book encouraged them to hold unswervingly their truth.
好，三十二节，他说你要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大战征战的各样苦难。
And then we skip to verse 32. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light.
一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
When you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering, sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult, and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
Verse 34, you sympathize with those in prison and joyfully accept the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourself had better and lasting possessions.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心。
So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded.
哦，原来这个作者他讲话的对象是谁呢？
So what is the object to whom the author directed?
前面有一批是那些渐渐不再彼此相顾，爱心不再联络，对行善起不了劲的人。
So we know there's some kind of a backsliding Christian, and they do not go to church, and they do not love one another.And their faith is fading.
这些人如此，也许是受了某种伤害，也许要自我保护。
So, the reason they fall into such a spiritual condition, maybe they get hurt.
也许他被世界上的事或物所吸引或引诱，以致渐渐的就离开了他的信仰。
Maybe they were tempted by the world, and so their heart.Become departing from the Lord.
但是还有另一批是因为也许是谨守他的信仰原则以致被毁谤。
Maybe there's another group of people who embrace strongly their faith and as a result they get insulted.
遭患难甚至家业被人家拿走。
And they were afflicted with confiscation.
好像连教会都被抢走一样。
And even the church was robbed away by those evil men.
有些人是因为对基督的信仰他自己不坚定不清楚信心就开始摇动了
And some of them,
开始失望开始气馁
Because their faith is not grounded properly, so their faith becomes shaken and fall away from the Lord.
我们对信仰没有把握吗会失望吗
So do you have a certainty about your faith?
不敢把自己的现在和将来交给神吗
？And you're not willing to commit your present and the future into the hands of the Lord？
我们怕付出爱，然后没有回报吗
？So we are not willing to give out love because we may experience that people may not love us back。
我们不敢为行善所付出很多吗
？Or maybe we are not willing to sacrifice。For loving people.
还是说我们觉得世界上的学业、事业、家庭、孩子、金钱，或者说我们个人的喜好
，your families and then your careers and you try to please people and all those things may affect your spirituality.
比亲近神和神家里的人更重要吗
？So you think that other people is more important?Than the brother and sister within the fellowship of the church.
我们觉得外面那些东西给我们更吸引我们，使我们更有安全感吗
？Maybe the world give us more things, and then we can have more security.
那如果是这样，今天要读的这个经文就是为着你和我的了。
So if this is your spiritual condition, then today's scripture will be applying to you and me.
好，因为只有十一节经节，所以我想请大家一起来念。
So we have only 11 verses, and I would like you to read it all together.
所以会读中文的，我们先用中文一节，然后英文一节。你会两种语言的，我们就一起念。
So we're going to read verse 11.
十一节经节。好，我们开始第一节，我们一起来。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
English. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see.
古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
This is what the ancients were commended for.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得的为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to the place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
Verse 9, by faith he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。
By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren,
Verse 12,
was unable to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. Verse 12, and so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendant as numerous as the stars in the sky and countless as the sand on the seashore.
好，第十三节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并且没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Verse 13, all these people were still living by faith. When they died, they did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from distance. And they admit that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
14. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own.
15节，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
15. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return.
16节，说他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，
Instead,
就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Verse 16, instead they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
作者在这一章一开始用两方面来解释什么是信
心。 So the author of this book and used two aspects to explain the text.
他第一个方面，他告诉我们，信心乃是与神的话是有密切关系的。
And first, he point out that faith and is intimately related to the word of God.
从第三节告诉我们，信心乃是应该要建立在神的话语上面。
And from verse 3, our faith must rooted in the foundation of the word of God.
然后作者说，他说他用古时属灵的伟人的事迹来让我们认识什么是信心。
And then he used the spiritual giant in the past to demonstrate what faith really are.
所以我们来解释一下，信心乃是建立在神话语上面是什么意思。
So let's explain What does it mean by the faith must rooted in the word of God?
这边有一节很重要的经节。
And pay attention on one of the important verses.
他说，因为我们因着信就知道诸世界是从神话语造成的。
And the Bible says that whole universe come into existence because of the word of God.
这样子所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
So now we realize what is seen, that is the universe, is not is coming from what is unseen, that is the word of God.
今天的世界上太多的人，甚至包括基督徒在内。
So today there's many people, including Christians,
希望证实宇宙内一切银河系星体的产生以及其能量是从宇宙大爆炸来的。
And scientists believe that.The existence of the universe, including the galaxies and the stars, are coming from the Big Bang.
两栖类是从鱼来的。
And then the evolutionists believe that fish, give rise to amphibians.
哺乳类是从爬虫类来的。
And then reptile will eventually, evolve into mammals.
那人类是从猴子来的。
And what about human being? We come from monkeys.
圣经从创世纪的世界记载世界的来源，它里面记载完全不符合科学。
And then they argue and criticize the Bible that what it described in Genesis chapter 1 and referring to the origin of the universe is not scientific.
是一个诗的题材，是完全属灵的。
And actually is a expression in poetry and is a spiritual and not a physical reality.
为什么这样子呢？因为我们人都渴望所有的事情的演变和源头是我们可以摸得到、看得到的、可以理解的。
Now why people think this way? Because we try to think, we wish to think that the cosmos came into being by physical and tangible causalities.
所看见的一件东西乃是从另一个可以看见的东西来的。
So what is seen is coming from another seen things.
所有一切皆是由有可以看见的东西产生它因果循环的
So all this is a materialism saying that anything is coming from another matter.
但是希伯来书作者提醒我们。
But the Bible, the author of the book of Hebrew remind us,
今天我们所看见的不是从那显然之物造出来的。
What is visible in this world is actually coming from something which is invisible.
万事的第一因乃是因着神的话。
And our God is uncaused, but all the material things is caused by the word of God.
诸世界是从那看不见的产生出来的。
And the whole universe and the whole cosmos coming fromSome invisible thing.
这是一件不得了的事实。
And this is a very astonishing announcement.
而我们的信心必须要放在也建筑在这个看不见的因由上面。
And therefore the faith we talk about in these two verses must build upon the word of God.
那就是神的话，这样的信心才能成为未见之事的确据。
Now only this kind of faith will guarantee the certainty.
接下来作者用几个属灵伟人来告诉我们他们的信心是怎么样的。
And then later on, the Bible used several spiritual giants to expound the meaning of faith.
以及是他们如何操练他们的信心，并且希望借着这样的描述来激励我们，来成为我们的榜样。
And then the purpose is using these examples to encourage us,To inspire our us to have more faith in the word of God.
因为我曾经在过去几个礼拜与大家分享过亚伯拉罕的生平。
So in the past few weeks, I have shared with you the life of Abraham.
我希望大家对他的生平还印象深刻，因此我们只选择来看亚伯拉罕的几项事迹。
And so I believe that you still remember the life of Abraham. And then this evening, I just selected Abraham.One example.
Okay. 第一个 第一个事迹是亚伯拉罕信了那看不见的旅程。
And first of all, Abraham believed a journey who has never seen and never experienced.
在希伯来书第十一章第八节这边说，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道要往哪里去。
The Bible says Abraham believed and obeyed, and then he was called to go to some place. The place is the one where he are going to inherit God's promise. But there's one problem. He doesn't know where to go. Where is the way?
在3700年前左右，当神一呼召亚伯拉罕离开本族本家的时候，他就听了。
So these things happened about 3,700 years ago when God called out Abraham to come out from his hometown Ur and go to somewhere place. And Abraham did not argue and obey.
亚伯拉罕的信心是由神的话开始的，也是建筑在神的话。
And Abraham's faith is rooted and built upon the foundation of the Word of God.
而亚伯拉罕的老家乌尔实际上是在当时是一个非常先进、生活舒适的一个城市。
So actually, his native land, Ur, is really a very civilized world in those days.
但是他却放下他熟悉的环境，遵行神命，他就起身离开了。
But he forsake his familiar environment, and he obey God's commandment, and then he depart and go.
但中间有问题，神明告诉他去的目的地在哪。
But there's a big problem. God did not tell him where exactly he was going.
那边的地势如何？有没有青草地啊？
So he did not know the geographical condition, whether it's a pasture or a rocky ground.
当时的气候、当地的语言、当地的文化是什么
？What about their weather, their language, and their culture?
他要以何为生呢
？So how are we were we going to make a living?
他要住哪？当地人会不会把他赶走
？Does he know exactly where he's going to make his home? And is the people around there friendly to him?
他去的时候要不要申请绿卡
？So he doesn't know whether when he go there needs.Some kind of document.
他要不要考托福啊？他也没 GPS.
Or maybe he doesn't need certain citizenship test.
他根本不知道那个地方在哪，也不知道将来到了那他要干嘛。
And he doesn't know where to go, and doesn't know where to program the GPS if he had one.
我想请这边大家先想一想。
So I would like to calm down and think about this.
我想他太太会问他。
So you can imagine Abraham's wife will question him.
老公，你今天要搬家，我跟你一起搬，我没有意见。
So, old man, I know we have to move, and I have no problem. But please tell me where are we going?
但是你至少告诉我，我们到底去哪里吧。
At least you tell me in what direction we are moving to.
今天我请问在座各位每一位先生。
So I can ask any gentleman right here.
你敢做这种搬家的决定吗？
Can you make such a decision when it comes to moving from one place to another?
哦，所以做太太们。
Or maybe I can talk to the wives.
你会同意你先生做这样的决定吗？
Do you agree or consent the decision that your husband made in this manner?
这么根本是一个未见，而且完全是一个未知数。
So this is a really an unknown thing.
你可知亚伯拉罕一旦决定起身顺从之后
，But once Abraham make the decision to follow God's commandment,
他就把自己放在一个地位跟情况底下。
He put himself into a certain unknown condition.
乃是今后他唯一的依靠就是神了。
So he forced himself to rely on nothing but God himself.
他另外依靠就是对神的信心。
So the only reliance he had is the faith
to God. 他深信一件事情就是神，你既然叫我这样，你一定要帮我负责到底。
So he believed one thing that God, since you asked me to do this, and then I obey, you should be responsible for what I'm doing now.
无论我要对谁负责，另外我怎么跟我老婆负责。
So whether how to explain to my wife and secondary.
所以你一定要负责到底。
But you must be responsible for your instruction to me.
你敢吗？
Do you dare to make such a decision?
我们敢离开我们熟悉的环境吗？
Do you dare to depart from the environment which you are familiar with?
但是我恭喜大家。
But I congratulate you.
我想一年前大家做了这个决定。
One year ago, we all make this decision.
我们开始要想也许要离开我们熟悉的环境。
So we are thinking that we must leave the circumstances that we are so familiar with.
但是我相信将来神也要呼召我们进入到那更陌生一个环境。
And I believe since God already called us out, He will be responsible for our future.
第二个就是亚伯拉罕信了那看不见的后裔。
And point number two is Abraham believed the unseen descendants.
在十二节这边说，所以从一个仿佛服已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。
So in verse 12 it says Abraham and Sarah is old. They could not procreate as good, so they are as good as dead. But God gave them a promise to have the descendants as numerous as stars in the sky and sand on the seashore.
如果大家还记得创世纪十五章的故事，
So if you remember the story recorded in Genesis chapter 15,
在那个时候神想要大大的祝福亚伯拉罕。
And in the scripture, it says God really want to bless Abraham greatly.
但是你会发现亚伯拉罕的反应有点奇怪。
So but you discover that the reaction that Abraham shown is a little bit strange.
他有点惆怅。
And he was a little bit hesitant.
其中一个原因我想是他看见许多的家庭都有孩子能够 承传家中的产业。
And maybe I can imagine that he saw many many families they have children to inherit their estates.
而且亚伯拉罕他自己也是个好人，他更义不容辞的曾经带领家中的奴仆打跑侵略周遭城市的外来敌人。
Another thing is that Abraham is a good man. And remember one time, he took his servant and together and attacked the enemies and destroyed the fortress in order to protect these families have children.
所以当神他因着那样子他保全了许多家庭的妻儿。
So because his bravery, he preserved the security of many husband and wife and children.
我想在那一刻是非常感动的。
So at that moment, it's really touched his heart.
也许他把敌人打跑，然后那些妻儿，然后跟他们爸爸见面，他们相拥而泣，说全家团圆了。
So I can imagine that when he proclaimed victory, and then the children and the family are celebrating the victory of the war, and then they gather together in the family.
亚伯拉罕一看，看到他们团圆，他也很高兴。
So when Abraham saw the families are united together, he rejoiced.
但是他有一个遗憾，他自己没有孩子。
But it's also a sad moment. What about me? I'm childless.
他已经年纪老迈了。
And I'm old.
所以当神要祝福他的时候，
So when God want to bless him with many many descendants,
just blessing, not descending, not descendant.
Him.
他觉得主啊，你给我祝福，我又能再传给谁呢？
So you give me so much blessing, but to whom I will pass the blessing to?
我没有孩子，你给我再多的祝福，谢谢，但是有什么用呢？
But I'm childless. Even though you give me so many material goods, but what good are these things?
那也许就让我的仆人蒙福吧。
Maybe I pass this blessing to my servant.
所以他就这样子跟神回答。
So therefore he replied God in this manner.
你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
So since you have not given me a child, then this servant who was born in my household will be my heir.
实际上在原文里面中文漏掉翻译两个很重要的字。
So actually, in the original manuscript, And there's two words that the translator failed to translate.
NIV 也没有翻出来。
And then I cannot even find in the NIV version.
它实际上中间有两个看啊。
And actually, there are two words very important. That is, behold twice.
那是亚伯拉罕跟神说。
That is, Abraham talked to God.
看啊。
Behold.
你没有给我儿子。
You have not given me a child.
看啊。
Behold.
那生在我家中的就是我的后嗣吧。
And this servant who was born in my household will be my heir.
亚伯拉罕看到地上是非常无奈的，他也对神说：“神啊，请你看看我现在在地上的情形。”
So actually, Abraham was rather helpless, and then he asked God to examine his immediate environment.
我谢谢你天上的祝福，但是他们那些祝福无法满足我地上的遗憾。
God, I'm thank you for giving me so much blessing.But this blessing cannot satisfy me, my deficiency.
我们也不是如此吗？也一样吗？
And is it the same thing happen in you and me?
哦、oh, ，是的，神啊，谢谢你给我救恩。
And God, thank you for giving me the salvation.
但是我活在世界上只有无奈。
But I'm rather helpless.
我身体软弱，我的能力跟个性都有缺失，也有限。
And I'm physically weak.And my ability is limited, and my disposition is not perfect.
我靠自己，我靠不住。
And I cannot rely on myself.
我更没办法仰赖别人。
And you want me to rely on other people? I could not do that either.
因为我发现，在世界上所有的信任，所有人与人的关系都是虚假。
Because I know the human relationships in this world is not true.
人会背信，会忘义。
And people may be faithlessness.
太多的事情发展出乎我的意料之外。
And many things happen to me which is beyond my imagination.
我们一看地上的事情，我们会失望，觉得没有盼望。
So when we look at all the events happen around us on this earth, we just feel hopeless.
但是神这时候对亚伯拉罕做了一件事。
But God has done one thing to Abraham.
他说你出来，你出来。
You just come out. You come out.
你出来。
You just come out.
他说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将来也要如此。
And God said to him, "Lift up your eyes and look at the stars. Can you count them all? And let me tell you, your descendant."Will be as numerous as the stars on the sky.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
这不但是指亚伯拉罕将来的后裔要有如星辰般那么多。
So it doesn't really mean that the descendants of Abraham is literally as numerous as the number of stars on the sky.
他更是说，你可知啊，亚伯拉罕，你可知，无数的星辰原来是没有的，是从没有来的。
But do you realize that?All these stars come from nothing.
他们乃是因着我的话所发生的。
Their existence because of my word. I spoke to their existence.
我可以使无变为有。
And I can turn nothing into something.
他们一切的规律次序，他们不互相撞击。
And all the celestial movement is in an orderly manner. There's no collision.
并且他们完美的运作配合，也是从我的话所成就的。
All the starry hosts are coordinated each other according to my word.
你知道人类能知道何时月圆月缺，实际上是给我们莫大的安慰跟安全感。
So actually, we can calculate when this will be an eclipse, and this foreknowledge and this predictability.Actually, give us consolation and encouragement.
因为虽然知道地上的事情充满了变数，处处紊乱。
So even though on this earth there's many unknowns, everything is changing.
但是宇宙依然有条不紊的运行，明天太阳依然起来。
But the cosmos still operating in an orderly manner, and we are certain that the sun will rise tomorrow.
太空人也许他的婚姻是一团乱，他也算不出太太明天是否依然爱他。
So the astronauts, even though they may have a marriage problem at home and not knowing their wife loves them anymore,
但是他却可以计算出他如何登陆月球。
But he can be sure that the trajectory of his spaceship and know exactly when he can arrive at the moon.
因为神的话创造了宇宙星辰，使其稳定。
Because the universe is sustained by the word of God, and the whole universe precisely follow His order with no margin of error.
宇宙有其规律，所以神跟亚伯拉罕说：“你出来，你不要看地上的情况。”
So this cosmic orderliness is giving Abraham his confidence that God is in control.
他说：“你出来看天吧，看星星吧。
So come out,
他们从哪里来的
？”And lift up your eyes and see the stars and ask yourself where those things come from.
我要把同样的作为今天做在你的身上。
And my same handiwork will apply to your life also.
你信吗
？Do you believe that?
朋友们，如果我们觉得无望、失控的时候
，So friends, if you think you are feeling empty.
你要转你的从地上的眼光，你要看到天上去。
Then you have turned your sight from the earth into heaven.
你要看看神造的大自然。
And you look at the nature that God created.
神说，如果我们信他的话，他就会使无变为有，我们的生命就会在神智慧的大能下被他带领。
So God said, I am the one who can turn nothing into something.Therefore, you have certain confidence that you should rely on me.
亚伯拉罕一听完神的话，他就信了。
So when Abraham heard God's uttering, he believed.
神就以此为他的义。
And therefore, God said, God count him as righteous.
弟兄姊妹，我们信吗
？Do you believe in God?
我们信神的大能会在我们生命当中彰显跟掌权吗
？Do you believe the great power, the might of God can reign in your life,
并大大赐给我们属灵的子孙吗
？And you believe that God will greatly multiply your spiritual descendants?
第三点，亚伯拉罕把信心放在那看不见的家乡。
Thirdly, Abraham.Put his eyesight into a country where he had never seen.
第九节我很快的念一下，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
So verse 9 can be paraphrased in this way: Abraham is willing to become a stranger and make home in a foreign country and live in tents rather than lead a settled life.
亚伯拉罕当时是一个大户人家
So in those days Abraham was a rich man
他当时的财富他大可以回到乌尔那个地方为自己盖个有根有基的大房子一个大城
The amount of wealth he had accumulated is enough for him to go back to his native country to build a big town, a fortress
他可以为自己建出一个非常舒适的不动产
And he can build a real estate for himself.
但是他却信了并持守神的应许，他就留在迦南。
But he believed in God and embraced in God's promise, and therefore he decided to remain in Canaan.
中间有一个问题。
And there's a problem. There's a question.
因为那个时候迦南地还不是他的。
Because at that moment,The land of Canaan does not belong to Abraham.
他不能在那边建有根基的城跟房子。
He has no right to build a house with a foundation.
结果以至于他一辈子是住的，过的住帐篷，一个不稳定的生活。
So therefore, throughout his lifetime, he was living in a tent and a wandering life.
什么意思
？Now what does it mean?
就好像我们到美国五十年。
And just like we came to the United States for 50 years,
没有绿卡，没有身份。
And I don't have the green card, and I don't have any legal identity.
我没有房子。
So I don't have a house.
结果我在这边一租就是租房子租公寓 租了五十年。
So therefore I have to rent an apartment for 50 years.
亚伯拉罕这样活的到底为什么？
So why did Abraham live in such manner?
乃是为了成就神的应许。
Because he wanted to fulfill the promise that God has ordained him.
他认定这个地方将来是属于他子孙的。
He truly believed that this piece of land will eventually belong to his descendant.
因为神的应许，他愿意在地上过个有如客旅般的生活。
Because of God's promise, by faith, he's willing to live in the tent like the wanderers.
他深信虽然在地上没有一个固定的居所。
Even though he believed that he did not have a settled lifestyle,
然而神已经为他在天上已经预备好了一个永久的居所。
But yes, God has already prepared for him an eternal home in heaven.
这样的认定和忍耐整整让他过了一百年的帐篷生活。
And this kind of realization, this kind of knowledge, and caused him to be able to lead a life in this manner for nearly 100 years.
大家要知道，他以前在乌尔是住房子的。
And you know that Abraham was living in a house before.
我们大家出去今天如果露营两三天就有点受不了了。
And you and I have the experience if you go to camping, it's fun, but only for 3 or 4 days.
他一露营露了一百年。
But Abraham camped for 100 years.
今天神也为他属于他的儿女预备好天上的居所。
And today, God has prepared an eternal home for his children.
你知道他已经为我们预备好永久居所的话，对我们好什么好处吗？
So if you come to realize that God has already prepared an eternal home in heaven for us, what does it benefit to us?
就代表说我们可以轻轻松松地在地上过客旅的生活了。
That means we can lead a life of a stranger care freely.
我们的不动产神已经为我们在天上预备了。
And our real estate is really a real estate in heaven.
我们永久的家不在地上。
And our eternal home is not on this earth.
如果反过来，如果我们认为我们的产业的根基是在这个地上的话。
But conversely, if you recognize that your whole belonging only belong to this earth,
你我就会过着想要竞争、实时计算的生活。
So you will live a very troublesome life, such as deal with the competitiveness, and then worry about inflation.
我们计较我们的产业的大小、事业的大小，我们自己的名誉地位。
The size of our fame, the size of our wealth, and size of our position.
那这些东西会成为我们生活的一个缠累。
And this will become our encumbrance that prevent us from approaching God.
如果我们认为我们世界是我们的产业是在地上的话。
So if you believe that your possession is only as good as on earth,
我们就很难给了。
Then we are very difficult for us to give.
我们很难施恩典给别人。
We are very difficult for us to giveOther people grace.
因为这是我的产业啊。
Because this belongs to me.
我一给我的不动产就少了。
But if, because if I give away, then I will have less.
我们就使自己的生命很难成为多人的祝福。
Then our life will become very difficult, a blessing to others.
神的作为是完全凭着他自己的主权成就的。
And God's outworking is really based on his sovereignty.
我刚刚讲的这些东西
And what I have talked for the last past hour
是神与亚伯拉罕一些个人的交流。
It's a communication, a personal communication between Abraham and God.
但是很多神的作为我们信与不信结果都一样。
So there are many outworking of God, and whether we believe or notAnd God is sovereign, and his will be done anyway.
就算你不信
even if you do not believe.
你死后一样有审判。
So there will be judgment after death.
就算你不信，
even you don't believe,
耶稣一样会再来。
And Jesus will come again.
但是如果我们要从生命上承受神的祝福的话，
But if you really want to inherit the blessing from God,
亲身经历神的大能的话，
And to personally experience His might,
要得蒙神的喜悦的话，
And really want to please God,
然后要清楚认识主基督耶稣的话，
Then you have to understand the word of Christ.
要我们生命成为别人的祝福的话，
And then our life will become a blessing to others.
如果要这些东西的话，那信心就是非得有的东西了。
So if this is the things that we are talking about, then our prayer, our faith becomes certain.
而信心带出的行动也是要付代价的。
And then the action emanate from faith, have a price.
神的话神的应许和我们的信心需要调和
So the promise and God's blessing has to be coordinated with our action
实际上神的应许跟我们的信心呢就好像我们是合伙做生意
Actually God's promise and our faith is just like a partnership a joint venture
也好像婚姻
And also can be thought ofOf as a marriage.
虽然神的信实他绝对会不变
And we know that God is faithful. He is immutable.
但是如果我们是心猿意马
But if we are double hearted and did not make up our mind.
结果我与这个说是说我们一起做生意结果我心思根本没有投入在这里
So just like if you have a joint venture with your partner,And your heart is not in this business.
并且把这里合资事业的资金把它掏空。
And then you just steal the capital from the business.
去投资在肉眼所见的世界里的话。
And then you invest into something on this earth which is visible.
我们所收成的也必是属世界和短暂。
Then your reward is temporary, is earthly.
那原来已经为我们预备好存留到永恒的灵命的事业那个时候一定一败涂地
Then what about the enterprise that God has prepared for us in heaven? We are failed to receive it
今天也许有人或者说既然信心要放在神的话上
Now you may argue that our faith must root it in the word of God
不是凭着自己的空想和盼望
It's not based on our wishful thinking and our hope
那你就说，可是神没跟我讲话，像跟神跟亚伯拉罕讲话一样啊。
Then you can argue that God did not talk to me; He talked to Abraham.
实际上，耶稣已经清清楚楚的在路加福音这样子跟我们讲。
Actually, Jesus Christ has already declared to us clearly in the Gospel of Luke.
他说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And our Lord says, "If you want to follow me, you have to carry your own cross and follow me daily."
他说，他又说，若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
And then Jesus said, "If you want to serve me, you have to follow me."
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪。
Wherever I am, you shall be also.
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
And Jesus said, "If you serve me, and my Father who's in heaven will respect you."
你要服侍那爱你的主基督耶稣。
Do you want to serve Christ who loves you dearly?
你愿意服侍那为你舍命死在十字架上的主吗
？Do you want to serve the Lord who died on the cross for you?
如果你的答案是是。主我愿意
If your answer is positive and you said to him yes I'm willing
如果是那就用信心天天背起你的十字架
If that is the case you should use your faith and carry your own cross and follow Christ
跟从他
and then follow Jesus
用信心知道天父必尊重你
and then by faith you know that our heavenly father respect you
世界上人都唾弃你，但是天父尊重你。
The world may insult you, but our heavenly Father respects you.
世人都不纪念你，但是天父纪念你。
The world may not remember you, but our Lord remember you.
这个就是信心。
This is what faith we're talking about tonight.
让我们用信心在地上度日。
Let us walk by faith.
深信耶稣现在已经为我们在天上准备居所了。
And believing that Jesus right now has prepared the heavenly dwelling for us.
我们到时候到天上，耶稣就一个一个发给我们钥匙。
And then when we go to heaven, and Jesus will each one of you give you a key.
那个比 5-star Marriott Hotel 还要好。
And it's better than 5-star and high-class hotels.
让我们也用信心确信，我们顺从神。
And let us use faith to believe in Him and to obey Him and to submissive to Him.
神也会看顾我们到底。
And God will take care of us.